This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, with very special guest, Burton Hughes, who's going to be talking about how important it is to achieve alignment in your life and how doing so can change your life forever. Burton grew up hearing the words, "That's not for you," often uttered when he sought to escape his impoverished upbringing. As a child, he endured so much, and he had very little hope of getting out of this environment. Witnessing the near death of his mother, only to be thrust into the grief when he lost his older brother, stole his heir. But he had the inner mettle and strength, and that wouldn't die inside of him. So he implemented what he calls the six assets of alignment into his life and changed his life around completely. Welcome to the show, Burton. It's so great to have you. Thank you so much for being here today.
Absolutely. I really appreciate you having me on and allowing me to use your platform to introduce myself to some of your listeners and ultimately just able to share my message. And I really appreciate that.
That's great. So tell us a little bit about your childhood, but you were still determined to get out of those circumstances.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. My mom, growing up, my mom has been married 11 times. I think it's, a good person, poor choices. But the biggest thing for me is I was born a dreamer. Like you said, you mentioned some of those things in the introduction, like even though a lot of those traumatic things happen to me. Everybody has a story, right? So I'm not saying that mine's worse than any others. It's just, it's different. But I was born with the gift of being a dreamer. I was able to keep an overall happy disposition, even though, there was a lot of hell going on in my life at a young age. And like you said, we had drive-by shooting. My older brother was killed in the drug deal gone wrong. And even through that, I was able to navigate and use that as lessons on how not to live, right, and how not to be a father now that I'm a father. So that's really kind of how I've repackaged it.
Right. So what was inside of you? You were a dreamer, but you have to be more than a dreamer. A lot of people are dreamers. I've known dreamers who talk about what they're going to do, but nothing gets done. What was different about you?
I think we're given gifts. But with my dreamer mentality, see, my one brother was the brawler, my other brother is the scholar, right? So I'm like the dreamer. Mm-hmm. But I had this tenacity to win. Like I don't know where that came from. Like I do believe we're given God-given talents, but at the end of the day, I always, even as an adult, I deliver, I follow through, I do what I say. So when I set these targets, like you said in the introduction, everyone's like, dude, you got to get serious. You need to set your goals. See, I grew up in a single wide trailer park. So when I started saying I want to have Lamborghinis and I want to be a successful business owner, all this stuff, like people were like, where people like you come from, we need to reevaluate, your expectations so that you're not let down. Right. Mm-hmm. Constant, my whole life I was tapped down, but I had this chip on my shoulder that, you can call it petty, but I'm going to prove you wrong and watch me do it. And the sad part about it is a lot of time the people that are going to be tapping you down, they call it like crabs in a bucket always trying to pull you back. It actually ends up being your family because they love you and they don't want to see disappointment. What they do is when you start telling them your hopes and dreams, those are the first people that tell you, hey, man, you need to get serious. We don't want to see you hurt. But they don't realize that they're literally just overall killing your determination, morale. And luckily, I was too hard-headed or just blissfully unaware to not listen.
That was a good thing in those circumstances. But I agree with you that our family members, it's not because they don't love us or want to hurt us, but they think they're shielding us from disappointment. Like, well, no, that's our family is this. This is who we are. And that is just not achievable for us. But it's not because they don't want you to do better. It's because they're trying to protect you. Yeah. It's a misguided thing. Yeah. So what would you say to someone who is in a place where they're unhappy, whatever the circumstances may be, that they don't like where they're at? What is the first step that a person can take, something small that they can begin to do?
I hope this doesn't sound cliche, but we need to get real with ourselves, and you need to literally look yourself in the mirror, and I mean actually do it, and you need to ask yourself, like, what do you want? What do you want? Because I think a lot of us have, like, an idea, and you're just going through the motions, and you're hoping things are going to change. The thing is, life doesn't happen to us. It happens because of us. So what do you want? Clearly defining that, and that's the first thing I can tell you. Once you define that, you'll start making some different choices.
That's really great, Ben.
And honestly, this is going to sound controversial, but honestly, you almost you can't pour from an empty cup. So it might come off to people that you're being self-centered, but you know what? Sometimes you need to take a little bit of time for yourself, and not in a negative way, but you need to become somewhat self-centered, because you need to do some self-development. You may lose some friends along the way, but again, you cannot pour from an empty cup. I've tried it. I've done it. I've run myself in the ground. I've been suicidal, and I've been called, you know, depressive and anxiety and all this stuff. But a lot of that depression and anxiety went away when I felt like I was on the right path and I was living up to my own potential. And honestly, that's how we were working. Once I clearly defined what I wanted and what I was not going to tolerate. See, the thing is, we get what we expect. So when you start, you're really planting that, you know, planting your stake in the ground and saying no more. It's amazing how much weight and things you may be harboring really just lift off of you, and you feel more free, and you get more clarity.
Yeah, I could agree with you more, Burton. And you know, the part about what do you want, that's a really hard question. It seems like a simple question, but I ask
it's
my clients
simple,
that.
Yeah. Simple, not easy, right? You know what they say?
It's exactly what it is. Simple but not easy, because I know there was a time in my life that I didn't know what I wanted. I just didn't want what I have. I don't want.
Yeah.
I don't want. And then somebody says, well, what do you want? And I'm like, I don't know. I got to think about that. So, but that's perfect advice, because unless you know what you want, you can't create it. You can't move forward and make goals towards it. So I love that. That's really important to do that. Very good.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about that main message of yours, the six axes of alignment. Where did that come from? How did that evolve for you?
So in my life, I've done everything wrong, right? I've made a lot of bad choices, and I think a lot of times when you fall on your face, like you're falling forward, and you hear all those cliche things, but I didn't have mentors. I didn't have the people. I didn't have, you know, role models around me. So I had to read the books, and I had to really take some hard lessons learned. So when I started looking at my life, whenever I was doing really well with, you know, with my business, then my social life was crashing, right? Or if my business was doing well, like, you know, like your relationship suffer. So I just started finding there was just this constant roller coaster, and I was really trying to go, like, this whole balance, everyone's trying, like, I'm trying to find balance. I think that's a myth, because if you're trying to build a business, your social life's going to suffer, right? So I started thinking about it, and I started saying, okay, like, mindset's got to be number one. Okay, then, like, faith, family, your fitness, both mental and physical, and then, like, your finances, right? And then I started thinking, like, your network. So what I started thinking is like, I was trying to find this balance, and I was really unhappy, but when I started clarifying those six key areas, I started thinking of them as not of have to do's, but more of what I want to do. I started thinking them more of as assets. And I was like, if I can get everything, like, pointed in the right direction, then everything kind of works together. So if you're trying to build your business and you're going to have to go into, like, a 30-day, like, you know, crammer mode, well, tell your family, like, look, this is where I'm at. Daddy's going to be working for a little bit, but in 30 days or whatever that, you know, whatever that time frame is, you can say, look, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to be gone for a while. Or your friends, you know, they're going to be on board with you. They're going to think that you're just blowing them off, right? But the thing is then they become your cheerleaders, and your friends are like, man, go after and get it. I can't wait to see what you come back with in 30 days. But if you just have to get everything pointed in the right direction. I talk about, like, a car being out of alignment. You can still go down the road, but not optimized. So that's really where it was. And I started looking at my life. And ultimately, once I started getting everything pointed in the right direction, it was like I put a rocket on my back, and I just was able to be free and unencumbered, and exponential growth in my life, both in all those areas, honestly.
Wow. So you mentioned the word balance, and you mentioned the word alignment. And balance is what pretty much everybody talks about. What's the difference between the two? And why is alignment so much better?
Here's the problem with balance. You got to take from one to give to the other. That's a scarcity mindset to me. if I've got to take from my business, if I got to pull time from my business, or if I've got to take time from my family, right, to put into my business, like, that means something has to sacrifice. You know, like, I just, that's never sat well with me. So if I figured alignment, why can't I do all of it? I know that sounds crazy because you can't, you know, bite off more than you can chew, but no, it's just, hear me out. With alignment, everything is working together. It's optimized. There's like a synergy that happens when you're networking, and you're like, maybe you take your hobbies and you're networking. I'm in some car clubs and I do business with them. So I'm taking my hobbies and my networking and I'm putting them together, right? So it's like optimizing and synergistically there. I'm helping my business grow. I'm getting to do my hobbies. And then the money that I make from that, then I can take a family vacation or whatever it may be. It's more of an optimizing versus I gotta make a decision here. It's either A or B because I'm gonna have to pull from this to feed this one. It just never sat well with me, and I think that's where we're always trying to chase this balance. But I end up thinking when you're trying to find balance, it's a one or the other, or I gotta give up on this to feed this. And I think that's where a lot of people give up on their dreams because they start thinking, oh, maybe if I have kids, I've gotta stop living for myself, or you know, I've got to take this salary job because I can't take any risk now. And I don't, I mean, maybe they have an entrepreneurial spirit, but they take a W-2 job because they feel like they've got to do that because
right.
It's the safe play. See, the thing is, the salary is the drug that they give you for you to give up on. Basically, the salary is the drug that they give you when they want you to give up on your dreams. So that's mm-hmm. how I feel like we get caught in that trap. So
Right. That's really, I love the way that you clarified that. And you know what I love about the alignment part? Where you said, okay, I'm starting a business, and for the next few days, this is what I'm going to be doing. That's authenticity. Being real with your family, or whoever it may be, with your partner, and saying, this is where I'm at, this is where I need to be, and I need you to understand that and to support me with it. I mean, that's fantastic. I've never heard anybody talk about that, and I thank you for saying that.
No problem. I'll just put one more thing on that. Then they're bought in with you. They feel like they're part of it with you. You're bringing them on the journey with you, you see? I think that's the most beautiful part. The thing with most people is when you set that expectation, then when everyone is on the same plan and everyone understands the game plan, then there's no hard feelings. Everyone's bought in.
Right.
I think that's where a lot of us miss. And I've done that. Again, that's something else I failed at in my time, and I've learned the hard way.
Yeah, like most of us do, but...
Yeah, I'm good at learning the hard way. I think, you know what I mean? Now I'm trying to learn from others' mistakes.
Yeah. And others can learn from yours. And that's the wonderful thing about when we learn something and we pay it forward, like you're doing now, even talking about it. Someone listening now can have an aha moment and say, oh, wow, I like that. You know, I like that whole alignment thing. It makes a lot of sense. And it does. So
can I say one more thing? Can I say one more thing on that?
Of course.
I heard this, and I hope I say it correct. Information, right? Like they say, knowledge is information learned, right? But wisdom is information applied. So the thing is, we can talk all of these things, but you have to apply it. I think that's the difference, is you have to make that conscious choice to choose differently and apply, you know, these tough lessons and these hard lessons that we've learned. You can't do the same thing over and over again, honestly.
Yeah, I like that. And I feel a sense of that everybody has their own alignment from the way you're speaking.
Yeah.
And you don't have a formula like you do this for 4 hours, you do this for 2 hours, you meditate, you do. There's no formula. Everybody is their own person, and they're going to find their own alignment. And am I correct in saying that?
That's absolutely right. I've identified 6 areas. But there's going to be some nuance to it because, again, and there's going to be ebbs and flows, and there's going to be times where you're going to have to put more into your family. You're going to have to put more into your network, you know. So that's where, again, you get everything in the right direction. Everything is then complementing each other, and then you're not having to, you know, do this or that or choose this over that. It's just you're really just – it's nuanced. Yeah, and it really is.
Okay. Really good. Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. And if you want to call in and ask Burton a question, the lines are open. Just dial 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can start calling now, and we'll be right back.
21 of the world's 25 deadliest snakes live in Australia. Something every Aussie boy knows. Especially when you hear something drop onto the tin roof of your cubby house and have no way of getting out. Josiah's story will make your heart beat faster and inspire you with moments of wonder. An everyday boy, but not an everyday life. Josiah by Jason Potter. Available now in ebook and paperback from www.jasonpotter.com.au and all quality bookshops.
Life isn't always easy. Work-life balance is often a struggle, and we feel we are losing control. When life becomes stressful, our work suffers, our health suffers, or worse. It doesn't have to be like this. Take the first step toward gaining control. Do it today by investing in work-life balance coaching with Christian Reiber at wellnesswithchristian.com. Christian helps you balance your life by placing control back into your hands, giving you time to live the life you deserve. Text Christian today at 716-785-2685 or visit wellnesswithchristian.com.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Maureen Mitchell, with special guest Burton Hughes, talking about how important it is to achieve alignment in your life. So, Burton, I'd like to ask you a question. What role has authenticity played in all of this for you?
You know, that's one thing that I've all the feedback that I've ever gotten is like I wear my heart on my sleeve. You know, sometimes that can be used against me, and I've always been authentic, and I come across sincere, and I think that they say you judge a book by its cover, and sometimes I get prejudged, but once I start talking and when I speak at these events, the most common feedback that I get is, man, like, that was real, that was authentic. I really appreciate that, and I speak on the things that most people go through but no one wants to talk about, and I think that's the most authentic thing that I can do, and I feel like that's honestly the most feedback that I get is that I am authentic as I speak on real-life things. And what I've gone through, I don't talk about the highs, right? I talk about all of it, good, bad, and ugly.
That's important, and that's how people can connect to you and receive a message, because if they don't feel that you understand them, or number one, that you care about them, right, which you do, you have a big heart for people, and then that you can understand what they're going through, that's a key. You know, it's so wonderful to hear someone speak or read their book or whatever and find yourself in their story and know that you're not alone, right? That somebody else has walked through that. Not only have they walked through it, they've gone through the other side like you have. That's really excellent.
I think it's empathy. I really do. You know, people say, man, that's really, you know, I'm really sorry these things happened to you. But you know what? I feel like I'm able to serve and help others because I'm able to have empathy with others because of going through some of these traumatic things. It gives me perspective. Yes. And I think that's a gift. And I don't ever take that for granted.
That's awesome. Very good. So what is the main message that you want to bring to the public today?
You know, obviously I wrote my book, Align Your Empire, but there's some things that I talk about. I was speaking in St. Louis yesterday, and I'm just going to maybe go off topic real quick, but you hear people say, like, the grass isn't always greener on the other side. You hear that. Mm-hmm. It's like, I mean, it's common, right? You can't have your cake and eat it too. But hear me out. I really believe the grass is greener where you water it. I think a lot of times we're quick to jump to something else because it's not working right. It doesn't feel right. But the thing is, the grass is greener where you water it. You bloom where you're planted. So I think the biggest thing is you need to make choice. And if something is not serving you, you know, cut it off. But if it's something that is willing to work for, you know, you got to put that work in. Like I said, what do you want? What do you want? Once you clarify that, I'm telling you, things will change for the better. You just have to know what you're working for, and it'll give you a frame of reference. And I promise you, once you decipher that, you will be free and unencumbered. There's going to be things that come along your way, but you'll have clarity, you'll have clarification, and you'll have direction. Part of not being in alignment is you're going down a road and you don't know where you're headed, right? It's like the pilot saying, hey, we're going on the flight to Europe. Okay, where at? Where? Where are you going? You need to have a destination or have an idea of what you want. Things are going to change. There's going to be some nuance to that. But once you clarify that, it's going to help alleviate some of that stress and that anxiety that you have, because you're going to know you're on the right track or you're working towards something.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, makes perfect sense. So for the listener who's saying, Burton, I don't know what I want, and I don't know how to get there. What are some tips to getting to your own soul, what are you going to call it, to your own self, and figuring out what you want?
You know, I've battled with depression a lot in my life, and, you know, I was told by the doctor that I was, you know, high-functioning depressive and you have anxiety. Well, what information was I putting in my body? You know, a lot of us were on these social media and you're scrolling through and you see these people with these seemingly perfect lives. And then you start looking at your own life and then you have a distorted I call it like a distorted, you know, you're always going to look at yourself with through a distorted lens, but I think it magnifies it when you see these fake lives and we're trying to compare ourselves to that. But mm-hmm. the thing is like, we need to stop scrolling. The algorithms are literally pointed at you to trigger you to, it's going to show you the negative things, because the longer you're on there, you know, what are you putting in? You know, what are you putting in your body? Like, what are you, like, are you exercising? You know, like, I'm not talking about being a gym rat. I'm just saying, like, are you walking daily? Like, what information are you putting into, like, your listeners? They're getting positive information by listening to your show, right? But what are mm-hmm. we listening to? We're watching, we're playing these video games, we're watching these movies, we're like, you know, it just, are you putting the positive information in? I'm not saying that we can't enjoy some of those things, but, like, what are you programming yourself? If you're around someone that's always negative, like, why are you around them? Because overall, at the end of the day, if someone's around you, they're always nagging, it's going to rub off on you, and the next thing you know, you're going to find yourself complaining, and you're going to be a fault finder. Here's mm-hmm. what I start doing. Start finding some things that you're, you know, wake up in the morning, you hear people doing this. Like, I call myself like a chief reminding officer. Like, I'm going to say some things today that maybe you've heard today, but maybe today you're going to hear them differently. Write things that you're grateful for. You can't be negative if you're serving from a place from gratitude. Tell your kids you love them. Tell your partner that you care about them and that they help make your life better. Or if you're seeking that partner, put that out there. See, the thing is, we build these walls around our lives, right? But the thing mm-hmm. is, the same thing you build around your life to keep you closed off are the same thing that's going to keep you from the blessings that are coming towards you. So you need to make sure that you're open and that you're putting positive information in and you're reading and you're trying to, you know, be your spirituality, whatever that may be. Spirituality is going after your self-development. Put that time in. Put that positive information in. I know that sounds super cliche, but I mean that with the bottom of my heart. Maybe jump off social media and maybe start looking at the accounts that you're following. Because the thing is, the algorithms are, little do you know, they're pointing negative information at you daily. So we got to fight that off. You got to put your cloak of armor on every day. But making sure you're putting the positive information in is a really good start. A really good start. And it's free.
Yeah, I love that part, and it's free.
It's
wonderful.
Free.
It's so true. That algorithm thing is kind of crazy, but yeah, it's getting to the point where you say something and it shows up on your feed, on your phone. I'm like,
I mean, it is spooky, right? I mean, it is spooky, but you know, but the thing is the same algorithm. If you start changing what you're looking at, it's also going to start changing what you're seeing.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely. Very good. Really, really great wisdom. Thank you, Burton. So let's talk a little bit about how to get a hold of you and your book.
Yes. So obviously through my social media handles, I'm on Instagram. I'm pretty active on there. It's Burton Hughes Official, but it's Burton_Hughes_official. That's on Instagram. You can find me on Facebook. I have my own personal, you know, Burton Hughes. And then I don't know if your listeners know, but the other part of my life is I'm a cover model for romance novels. I'm on hundreds and hundreds of, you know, romance novels. So you can find me under cover model Burton Hughes on Facebook as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also on LinkedIn. I'm pretty much on all of them, but I'm very active on Instagram. And you can also find me at burtonhughesofficial.com. There's some information on there with the book. I'm launching with the book. We're all launching an app that goes along with it. It's kind of an accountability thing. See, I don't want you to just read the book and be like, it was pretty cool. I want it to be interactive. So there's a really interactive part. We're creating some groups. We're creating some community things that go along with it. Again, it's free. This is one of those things for me is being able to give back. I'm to the point now where I'm wanting to give back, and that's really helping me, and I get a lot of satisfaction and just fulfillment from that. So.
Very good. So it's burtonhughesofficial.com. You can also find that website right here on the Blog Talk page where you logged into the show. It'll be there. And you can, you know, click right into there. So let's well, there's one last thing that you want to say to a listener, Burton, something that's on your heart today.
There's some of you struggling right now, you know, with COVID. And, you know, that's still kind of winding down. You may have found yourself in a relationship that just doesn't serve you, or maybe things aren't going well with your business, and we're quick to point the finger at others and complain. And I've been there. But the thing is we get what we expect. So what are, you know, like I said, I talked about it earlier, like what is serving you? Like What are you doing right now that's serving you? If something is not serving you, again, you can't pour from an empty cup, but you really have to take an evaluation of where you're at in your life. Are you just going through the motions? Because we've all have done it. We've all have done it. And maybe your goal isn't to make a whole lot of money and be an entrepreneur and stuff like that. That's okay too. But are you doing your passion? You know, here's the deal. You may be at a job right now that you don't like, that you hate, but guess what? Enjoy the work, because you have to do. See, the thing is, in life, we have to do some of the things that we don't want to do so that we get to do what we want to do. So if you, maybe you're in a job right now that you just don't like. I used to clean toilets, and I used to have to clean doctor's offices that night. I did not love it, but I enjoyed the work because I knew if I put the work in, there was something better for me coming down the line. So if that's where you're at and you're frustrated, try to rework that to where be the best at what you're doing now, because what you're doing now is not where you're going to be. I asked you earlier to say, what do you want? Once you clarify that, you're going to be able to tolerate what you're doing now because you're on a journey. You're not stuck. You are free and unencumbered. And just because of your maybe your race or your family and these titles that people put on you, you can truly do whatever you want. You may have challenges, but I'm going to tell you this. I had to change my story so that I could change my life. Let me say that again. Once you start changing your story, you will change your life. Don't let the people around you try to put labels and try to put restrictions on you, because you can truly, we are in the land of the free and the blessed. And I know there's challenges, and I know there's things, but if you change your story, you will change your life.
So true. I love that. So encouraging. Wow. You're encouraging even me. And I know all these things are in you. You just have a gift for, you just have this beautiful
again,
encouragement. Yeah.
And when I speak, I tell people, I said, look, you know, I'm not saying anything revolutionary, but maybe today was the day you needed to hear it again.
Yeah.
I call myself the chief reminding officer. I'm the CRO. People laugh. But seriously, you know, hear me out on that. Maybe today you hear it differently. Thing is don't just take this information. What I said earlier is wisdom is information applied. So take some of these one thing from today, maybe one thing that you've said or one thing that I've said, and apply it and see what that can do. Because to get where you want to be, it's not exponential changes. It's one little thing better, 1% here and there over time. You know, you can't, what they say, like you can't climb a mountain, you one step at a time, right? Again, all these cliches, but there's some truth to it, right?
Yeah,
so again, just apply one thing from today and do it now, not tomorrow. See, the thing is, if you do everything you can today, the anxiety will be less, because you're not carrying things into tomorrow. That's when my anxiety went away. I was crippled by it. But once I knew at the end of the day I could do no more, I was free and unencumbered. Yeah.
Beautiful. I love that. So do what he says, listener. If you're in a place, I love that part of you. If you're in a job that you hate, it's okay, but enjoy the work and have a goal, so that it doesn't seem like I'll be stuck in this whatever that I don't like. It could be a relationship, right? It could be anything. It doesn't have to be that.
Yeah.
It could be your dream career that you thought was your dream career, and then you're like, oh my gosh. So take heed.
And there's seasons in life. You know, it's okay to change, right? I mean, you may be in what you thought was your dream job, but you know what? The thing is, there's going to be seasons, and things are going to come and go, and things are going to change, and that's okay. You just need to know if you're just doing a pattern, or if there's something that's serving you and you need to make a pivot, you'll know. Intuitively, you know. Your gut instinct always tell you, and it always will guide you in the right direction.
Absolutely true. So thanks so much. It's been such a pleasure having you on the show, Burton, and thank you for listening in. This is a live show, and I want to remind you that a replay of it will be available later. Please spread the show around. Send it to your friends and family, to whoever needs to hear this encouraging message. And thanks so much for listening to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Catch you next time. Bye for now.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.